Welcome to Experience Health Radio, presented by Cingala Consulting. Cingala Consulting was founded on the basic principle that the patient should be at the center of every decision that is made by a healthcare organization. Our mission is to assist organizations realize their investments in technology, employees, clinicians, and most importantly, their patients. We bring together industry leaders on air to engage in a conversation about the patient experience with a focus on the development and optimization in the areas that have the greatest opportunity for improvement in healthcare today.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Fran Horner, co-founder of Cingala Consulting and the host of Experience Health Radio. As always, we're excited to share with our audience our experiences and the experiences of our guests live every week at 11 a.m. Central Time and on demand through our website and downloaded through iTunes. So let's get started. Today's topic is supporting contact center technology. And as most of the listeners will know, call centers and certainly call center technologies have evolved significantly in the last few years. You know, today's call centers are often more multi-channel call centers offering service and expertise in a variety of forms. Healthcare call centers are now centralizing scheduling and registration and are involved in marketing initiatives. And that's offering a greater level of service to customers. But let's face it, it's requiring more sophisticated tools and training for the agent. Call center technology platforms often, have more functionality than before, but along with better integration with other applications and more deployment options. This leads many of our clients to ask us, you know, what's the best way to navigate call center technology decisions that can often be fraught with questions and difficult decisions? What's the best way to determine the short-term and long-term call center technology requirements? And we're often asked, how should you consider outsourcing? Should you be using software as a service deployment options? How do you incorporate the web, social media, mobile technologies? Well, here to tell us how to choose the right technology for your contact center is today's special guest, Vince Fulgenzi from Vitech Inc. And, you know, typically I will edit a guest bio, but I love this one so much because it talks so much about the man that I'm going to read it almost verbatim. With a steadfast resolve and what could only be described as a crazy entrepreneurial gleam in his eye, Vince threw open the doors of Vitech in 1989 and has never looked back. He cut his teeth as a business owner on voicemail and voice processing systems and put Vitech on the map with unwavering dedication, lucrative solutions, and a well-assembled team. As voicemail reached commodity status, the money was great, but the fun was diminishing. So Vince recognized the need to change and follow his instincts. He listened to his inner voice and realized the next natural step was to continue down the voice processing path into call processing and ultimately to become an expert in contact centers. Vince is a trusted advisor for many contact centers and has been called on regularly to offer counsel to innumerable executives, leadership groups, teams interested in improving the effectiveness and efficiencies of their enterprises. His advice is widely sought by those affiliated in some manner with a contact center, and his two-term stint as president of the Association of Contact Center Professionals only serves to solidify his perch as a proven specialist in the contact center. So now I want to welcome Vince to the show. Hey, Vince.
Good morning, Fran, and thank you so much for this opportunity to share my thoughts. As you were mentioned that inner voice, it reminded me of an old Eagles song that one of the lines was, you got to find your inner child and kick its little ass.
Well, there you go. You know, we went back in 2008. Oh, Vince, you know, I can't even hit the mute button fast enough for you. When I attended the Kansas City Contact Center Expo, you know, you host that forum designed for call center executives, and I met you and your team at that point and came back a year later as a guest speaker. So thanks for joining me. A little bit of a payback, but more because of a recognized expertise in this field. So I've got some questions, but, you know, we already mentioned, Vince, you're going to go off on a tangent. I know it. So I'm going to rein you in if we need to. But more importantly, I really do want you to share your perspectives because they're so insightful. We talked a little bit about software as a service, also known as a hosted solution or cloud computing. It's fast becoming a very popular method of delivery, this, you know, wide range of call center applications as an alternative to a premise license and thin clients. You know, give us some guidance on selecting the right call center technology.
Very good. Well, I think the biggest question about CPE versus a hosted or SaaS solution is critical to most contact centers today, and one that is certainly on the minds of contact center and IT folks combined. So let's look at the two options. And when we look at, you know, when is CPE or customer premise equipment going to be the right solution? So I start with one, is the contact center core to the business? Is it part of the product that's being sold? Does there need to be a differentiation based on the service or support offered through the contact center that separates the organization from its competition? Further, is quality of voice critical to the organization? Is uptime critical to the organization? And those last couple of comments may take some people by surprise because, you know, they were thinking that, oh, gee, if my solution is in the cloud and it's fully redundant, then I'm covered. Well, that may not be the case in every situation. So let's, you know, look at first off, is quality of voice critical? For anyone who's used a solution where you're doing voice over IP through the open internet, you know that the quality of that voice communication is not 100%. Some, you know, in my opinion, about 85% of the time it's fine, but there is that 15% of the time when there's jitter or clipping on the call, and that's just not acceptable. So how do you solve that? Well, it means setting up some type of a managed network like an MPLS into the cloud. Well, that's a great idea, and that solves the quality problem, with the exception of if an agent is working from home and then you've got this last mile issue that's always a problem. Furthermore, this introducing the dedicated network, we now have introduced a single point of failure, in fact, multiple single points of failure. So now that has to be taken into account. And really what I'm saying is that a review of the single points of failure in the architecture is an important consideration when going to a hosted model. People cannot assume that just because the hosted solution in the cloud is fully redundant, they're covered.
Now, yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Very good. So, and then when we look at the hosted model, when is hosted going to be best? So the first thing to consider there is the contact center just another expense to the organization? It really doesn't have a strategic role. It's just a casual need. If an organization is struggling with the basics, and by that I mean just keeping a rudimentary PBX up and running seems to be a struggle for the organization, or they're very small or in startup mode, then hosted can be a very good option for them to consider. Now, notice I did not say when an organization needs to save money. I think this is one of the biggest fallacies for most people. They assume that by going into the cloud and they look at that monthly payment that, oh, gee, this is much less expensive. But when you roll that out over the course of 3 to 5 years, in most cases, I'm going to say it ends up being more expensive than a CPE solution would be.
You know, it's interesting because in healthcare organizations, it's no longer an option really to have a functioning contact center. The delivery of service is driving it to be an imperative within that contact center. But I'm also being asked whether or not there is an option to do maybe a hybrid system. Do we use both, you know, a hosted environment? Do we still use our premise system? How do we leverage that investment in technology that we've already made?
Oh, that's an excellent point. And yes, there are some good options on that. there is a solution we're familiar with from a company called Interactive Intelligence, and I hate to get up on the soapbox, but I this is the only one I know of that does this, where it allows an organization to keep their trunking, whether that's PRIs or SIP trunks, coming into the local address, but have the brain power, in essence, the CPU in the cloud, and so there mm-hmm. you get the best of both worlds.
The other challenge I'm seeing, even in a hosted environment, is making sure that you have like the must-have call center technologies. And you know what I'm talking about, more than just the phone. What do you see for that when you're making decisions on how to leverage that technology? You know, the email, the chat.
Yes. To me, this starts with what is the requirement for the organization? So really we have to begin with a needs analysis. I was trained in this business by a fellow whose name is Bill Durr. Bill was located in Chicago and was one of the founders of Rockwell. And what Bill trained me to do was to go into an organization and do a contact center assessment, begin with a review of the current reports, what management supervisors are utilizing, assess the organization's goals and what their needs are, some of the obstacles, spend the time to sit down with an agent and actually multiple agents and listen to 20, 30, 40 calls and double check. So you're listening to both sides of the calls. And by being in the center, you learn so much. Review emails and chats and what those records look like and what's happening on the calls. When we develop the needs from the ground up like this, we always find some things that management didn't know they needed. And that then gets us into maybe what some of the trends are and your question more specifically. The contact center technology is just exploding right now. With the web and social media and all of these things coming into being. However, looking at the customer trends is more important to the organization's best interest. What is it that their customers want? Fran, there we get back into some things like first call resolution and are we resolving that the issue that they called about on the first call? And sometimes not just did we resolve it on the first call. As an example, if I call in and I want to know the balance on my account and it takes you 30 minutes to tell me, yeah, you got it done on the first call, but I'm still not happy. You know, that took way too long.
Yeah, and you know, so, I think we're really trying to get that customer experience understanding and maybe even process mapping that customer journey, then looking to see whether or not we really do have the voice of the customer, because how many calls can you physically listen to? Do we need tools like speech analytics to help us with that? What direction would we take then?
Absolutely. I think speech analytics is one of those technologies that helps clearly identify the voice of the customer. And when speech analytics first came out, it was implemented to listen to recorded calls. So in other words, tell me what happened yesterday. Today, we have the ability for speech analytics to listen to calls while they're being processed. So now, it's in essence like having a lead agent or a supervisor listening to every single agent's phone call. Here, we have the opportunity to save a customer that is getting upset or that is not getting the level of service while we've still got them on the phone and give the agent the right tools or bring in some additional resources so that we can take care of that customer right now.
Yeah, really, really important to be able to do that proactive recovery method. And, you know, from a hospital perspective, that could also lead to patient safety issues. Maybe that patient isn't being asked the right screening questions, and being able to use a speech analytics tool would really add value in that area. You know, I often have to give a presentation to senior leadership about the importance of contact center technologies. So what key points would you include if you were standing in the room instead of me. And talk a little bit about the ROI of technology and how it impacts a positive customer experience.
When I go in front of an executive team to present a solution, the thing that I find that they're most interested in is, and this has been the case for many years now, it's hard dollar ROI. Tell me what this really means to my business. Is it increasing revenue or is it decreasing operating costs? Furthermore, when we weigh those two, most executives are going to be far more interested in learning about increasing revenue than they are reducing costs, because you can only reduce costs so far until you're right out of business, right? However, if we can grow the organization, that's something that has impact for many, many years to come. So what are some of the technologies that can impact that and that can easily be explained to an executive? Well, we've got things like outbound, proactive outbound communication, reaching out to our customers proactively to discuss additional needs. So things like predictive dialers are being implemented, not just for things like collections, but on the customer service and on the sales side of an organization for proactively contacting those clients. Things like the I just lost my train of thought with that one, Fran. I'm sorry.
Well, let me jump in then for a minute, because I was thinking predictive or dialers in the healthcare world. When you talk about things like conversion to sale, revenue per call, first call resolution, sometimes people won't put that in context with healthcare. But when you start outbound dialing and you're reaching patients who have an open order but they've never called to schedule that appointment, if you're doing wellness and maintenance outbound dialing, that does translate into big dollars and revenue stream for the organization. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes, I would. Also in healthcare, dialers can be used for appointment confirmation. So when we reach out to a customer to confirm that they're coming in for their x-ray tomorrow afternoon, if they want to reschedule, we can route them to a contact center agent immediately and get that appointment changed and furthermore fill it with somebody else so we don't lose that valuable time on the machine.
Yeah, agreed. You know, and the challenge also, though, is typically, you know, a call center is not a core competency of a healthcare organization. It is absolutely transitioned from being seen as a cost center to a revenue-producing center. But I've seen so many organizations make an investment in technology and then underutilize it. What do you think they could do to ensure that they're fully utilizing their technologies?
I think the biggest thing within utilizing technology is getting started on the right foot. It goes back to that. When we've done the contact center assessment and we've come up with some clearly defined measurable goals and objectives, now once we implement the technology, we go back and look at, are we accomplishing those objectives? If not, then therein lies the areas where we need to improve. If we said we were going to increase first call resolution and, you know, we were at 70% and now we're at 72%, well, guess what? We didn't get to the goal we had set of 85% or 90% or 95%. So what are the things we need to change? What are the processes that we need to improve in the organization to drive us up to where we want to go? If we never established the goals up front, we implement the technology and it's like, okay, we spent, you know, seven figures and we're not getting the ROI. Well, what ROI? You know, we didn't have it defined up front.
Well, you know, we've talked about reporting and metrics, and I think you were the one who said we could do a whole another segment just on reporting. But I want to just go back one time to this question around support and maintenance. When we're talking about budgets and managing the expense to operate the contact center, what's the best way to manage support and maintenance? Because they seem to be a big chunk of the technology budget.
Yes, they are. To me, support and maintenance get mixed in with administration. The technologies today have the ability to help organizations run more efficiently. For example, when implementing a solution, if the solution requires a number of CTI integrations, as an example, the call recording system has to be integrated to the ACD. If it's doing interaction recording, then interaction meaning phone calls, email, chat, even SMS text can be brought into the contact center today. Then if we're doing interaction recording, we have CTI integrations to all of those other solutions. Things start to get very complicated. Now layer in workforce management, where we're going to try and determine how many agents we need for a given traffic load based on multiple interaction types, and now you've got other CTI integrations between workforce management and all of those products. Many organizations don't take into account what's going to be required to maintain not just the technology but all the CTI integrations. Finding solutions that minimize that so that it is one solution that is doing both the interaction routing plus the recording plus the workforce management and the IVR, in other words, it's all in one, is a key to reducing the ongoing costs. Today, virtualization has done a lot to help save organizations money. So instead of having to have separate physical servers for each application, an organization can use one physical server that's divided into 20, 30, 40 virtual servers. And so there's just one physical machine to maintain. These things help to hold down those costs. The last point would be finding the right partner who will assist in the administration of the solution and the ongoing maintenance and support. So, for example, rather than sending a request for a move, add, or change off to an IT department that is going to have to go to look up how do I do this or how do I make this change, sending it off to a partner who has a team of people that makes these changes every day, it takes the turnaround time from days down to minutes and the work time from hours, again, down to minutes.
Yeah, I think that you really touch on an important part. I mean, health information technologies in a healthcare environment, I mean, they really have an incredible amount of touch points within the organization and the level of responsibility. But, sometimes I admit that I'm competing for resources. So, if you're looking at their electronic medical record and keeping that up and running, and by the way, I need a service changed on my phone system, it's going to take second place. There's no doubt about it. So being able to work with someone who understands the critical need of the call center, because it is kind of an always moving target, based on what customers are doing, you need to respond in the moment. And you can't wait a week, a day for a change to your system because you're seeing something in the moment that needs to be fixed. Don't you see that too?
Absolutely. And I think many contact centers today bring a technical person into the contact center that ends up being the contact center advocate. And they provide the interface between the contact center and the IT organization and or the partners who are providing that service, that valuable service and support.
Mm-hmm. Did I also hear you talk a little bit about best of breed versus a suite solution? Does that make it simpler to manage technology?
Absolutely. Yes, I kind of danced around that point a little
mm-hmm.
bit. In the past, Fran, and you and I both kind of grew up in the organization when best of breed was the only way to go about doing it. In other words, if you really wanted a contact center that could do it all and had it all, you had to implement all of these various solutions. Today, that's not the case. Now, I do want to caution the audience to consider single logo versus single product. In other words, there are some organizations who have developed what they're calling a single solution. But in fact, under the skin, it's really a number of products that they've purchased over the years. So they bought a call recording company, bought a reporting company, bought a workforce management company, and then took those applications, brought them under their shell, wrapped the skin around it, and they're saying it's a single product. It's really not. And the technology guys who get saddled with that find out that there are really different UIs for each one of those applications. A true single solution should have the same UI for service and support all the way down into pulling logs on the system and deep troubleshooting. There should be consistency all the way through.
Most people don't understand that, and that is so valuable, and that could be like, you know, the big nugget for today. But you are absolutely on target with that.
Yes. I think there's one other point that would be important to make today, and that it goes back to that ROI. One of the things that the executive management team wants to see is utilization. Now, when we say that, utilization can mean different things to different people, but in its simplest form, utilization is we paid somebody for 8 hours of work today. How many hours of work did they actually perform? And in looking at that and managing it, the only way to do it is by being able to capture the processing of all interaction types. So phone calls, email, chat, everything that they might be processing, and then being able to take the handle times for each of those, adding it all up and saying, okay, they worked 5.5 hours today out of the 8 hours that we paid them. What, you know, is that acceptable for the organization? Are we trying to increase it? And then also, when we look at that, not just, okay, here's how many hours they worked, but in doing the performance management of that, what were the results? How many problems were resolved? How long did it take to resolve those problems? How many sales were made? How much revenue was generated? These are the questions that have to be answered to provide true ROI numbers.
Well, all of this has been incredibly insightful. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I thought maybe I could ask you in 2 minutes, Vince, to think about call center trends and predictions for the future. Anything you think we should be keeping our eye on?
Yes. In the same way that we've been talking about processing interactions, imagine the ability to process work. So, for example, an order comes in from a customer to deliver the product. Imagine the communication system being able to take that work order, send it to the right person in the operations team to deliver the product, also send information to accounting so they know to bill for it, and then being able to process that as it rolls throughout the organization. And doing that for product sales, for vacation requests, for purchasing, for all of these different things. So in other words, using the communication system to do business process automation. Furthermore, then, the tracking that we've been talking about that is so effective in the contact center and tracking that utilization is now possible throughout the organization for different types of work. Implementing this technology can truly change an organization's competitiveness because they will find that they can get work done more efficiently and more effectively than their competition, and consequently being able to provide a higher quality product at a lower cost.
Well, we really appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much, Vince, for joining us. This will conclude our show for today, but please join us next week. Our topic will be branding after acquisition. And thank you all for joining us. Please visit us at SignolaConsulting.com to learn more about how we can help your organization realize their investments. And remember, always put the patient at the center of every decision you make. Thanks, and have a great day.